Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's medical podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Todorovich, and I'm so tired of doing the same introduction over and over again that I need to change it up. I'm joined by my co-host, Dr. Matthew Barton, and we are doing the letter A today.
Sounds like a sports channel.
Welcome, and coming in to bat next is what, Matthew?
I didn't think you'd choose. Was that cricket or baseball?
Baseball.
Okay, damn it.
Oh, I hate cricket.
Well, this muscle would be very important for baseball.
Okay, what is it?
It's the abductor.
Yeah.
Pollicis.
What?
Brevis.
Brevis. Yep. Abductor, pollicia, brevis.
Does it mean police?
In Italian, yes.
Okay, well, it's not that.
Okay. Abductor.
Pollicis, brevis. It's
abductor.
Abductor. Okay, so
abductor.
You know what that is?
Takes it away from the body.
Yep. Taken away.
Or it takes away from the midline, yeah.
The pollicis, which is going to be different to the hallucis, which we spoke about earlier. That was big toe. This one's big thumb.
Oh.
Well, it's not big thumb, just thumb.
Yeah, we've all got a couple of different thumbs. So pollicis is thumb.
Yeah, and brevis is your...
Sorry?
You.
Yeah, me.
Short.
Oh, you're being rude. You're being condescending to the short guys. Just because you're 6'4" and I'm 4'6" doesn't mean you can talk to me that way.
Well...
Because by the time the sound reaches me, it's quite muffled.
Well... Well, in a brevis period of time,
can you use it like that?
We will be covering abductor pollicis longus, which then could be me.
Okay.
Anyway, so
this is the a short muscle of the thumb.
Yeah, brilliant.
All right.
The end. So really quickly,
that abducts it.
That's right. We don't have to do much more than that. I'll just give you some innovation. I'll give you where it starts and where
origin
it finishes.
Origin and insertion.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thumb side, the carpals, so we have two rows of carpals. So across to the thumb side, two bones that you have to be aware of because this is where it originates, mm-hmm. is the scaphoid and trapezium.
Yeah.
And a bit of the flexor retinaculum, which is kind of the roof of the carpal tunnel.
The roof of the carpal tunnel.
Okay. Yep, that's right. So that's where it originates. And where does it go into? Where does it insert? Well, it's going to be the proximal phalanges of the thumb.
Nice.
Or the base of it.
The base of the thumb. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So from your wrist bones to your thumb.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
To keep it simple.
What does it do? Yep. What does it do? Well, it's in the name. But it will also assist with this movement, which no one can see, but I'm going to do it to you helps. And you can describe it.
All right. Taking your thumb and getting your thumb to touch your pinky finger.
Yeah. What's that movement?
That's getting your thumb and getting it to touch. I don't think there's a name for it.
Opposition.
Oh, opposition.
Yeah.
So, but I would say that's flexion.
Well, it is, but I think the movement as a whole is called opposition.
Opposition.
Or opposing.
Okay.
The opposing thumbs.
So it can abduct the thumb, so move the thumb away from the rest of the hand, but it can also...
Now it's not going to do. It's not going to work with opposition, as it's not because
why'd you bring it up?
Well, there's a muscle that does that itself called the opponent's pelusis.
So what's however, that got to do with?
I'm getting there.
Not fast
it,
enough.
It plays a role in the change in position of the thumb to do apposition. So it kind of medially rotates it to help a more efficient apposition to occur.
So it rotates the thumb so that the thumb can perform apposition.
Yes.
And apposition, again, is when the thumb touches the pinky finger.
Bringing it across.
Bringing across the hand.
So with that said, if you look at the bottom of your thumb, the base of your thumb, see that
pad?
Pad, yeah. It's brilliant. That's called the thena eminence.
Thena.
Thena just means ball.
Right.
Like thumb ball. Right. Ball of...
The ball eminence.
There we go.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school?
So, yeah, no comment. So that region of your thumb, that fleshy part of your thumb, has four muscles in it, and this particular muscle's one of that.
Right.
Okay. Do you want the others or just move on to...
Because we'll cover them.
Okay, all right.
I promise you that.
So it is one part. It's the most lateral and most superficial of the group of four that make up that thena eminence. Besides the movement, what are some things just be aware of where it may cause some problems?
Yeah.
The largest one to be aware of that can impact...
As in largest problem?
Largest problem that can impact this muscle is...
I wouldn't say largest. It's the most common probably.
Okay.
The most important?
Probably clinically relevant
is
we have a condition called carpal tunnel syndrome, which is essentially you have a tunnel that is formed in the carpal region, but it gives a passageway for nine tendons that are coming from the forearm down into your digits and hand.
For flexion.
Yep. And within that tunnel, there's also the median nerve, which plays an important role for innervating a lot of those muscles. Now, it's going to have both motor and sensory roles in the hand. Now, for whatever reason, there could be a reduction in space within that tunnel. So there's swelling taking place usually within the tendons that then squash the nerve, and that impacts how it innervates the hand.
So what's that got to do with our...
Well, the median nerve will innervate the abductor pollicis brevis.
Ah.
Okay, and that's going to impact the way that the thumb can...
Beautiful.
Roles, particularly if you have a patient that has challenges buttoning their shirt or blouse, that's an indication because they can't use their
thumb that problem.
With apposition and so forth, that this muscle can be affected. And if you look at the thena eminence, it will atrophy.
Oh, okay.
So it will get
very interesting.
Wasted. Okay. Well, that's different grades, like different grades of the carpal tunnel syndrome, but that muscle can be impacted by that, which... causes it to be possibly de-innervated.
Matthew, that was very well done.
And that's the abductor pollicis brevis. Can you please activate that for me and give a big... no, that's not going to be a thumbs up.
No. Give him a big horizontal thumb.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.